the same man behind these words,
imagine there's no heaven,
also wrote this somewhat less inspiring message, HBO guy coming between 3 and 5, be there. That's from John Lennon's handwritten to-do list on a sheet of lined paper. It's being auctioned off on the website Gotta Have Rock and Roll. Pete Siegel is one of the site's co-founders. And Pete, John Lennon does seem to be pretty concerned about HBO on this list.
Obviously, he had a little time on his hands and wanted his television. So he was waiting for the HBO guy, and hopefully he came.
This is a list, I guess, to his personal assistant at the time, dated May 22nd. We don't know what year. What else is on this list? Walk us through some of the other items.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, we did denote the year. It's 1980, which is probably about 6 months before he passed. And the way we dated it was the Margaret Trudeau book that was actually published January 1st of 1980.
Yeah, he's asking for that book. He's asking for a lot of books, the book about Thor Heyerdahl and the Hope Diamond.
Correct. Yeah, well, he was an avid reader and, very intelligent man. And this is a to-do list to leave his valet to go ahead and get things done because it had to be done like every normal person.
I'm intrigued by the item number 4, which is it says marmalade and then in parentheses, enough jam for Noah's Ark already.
Well, they were big marmalade eaters and I guess they wanted more, maybe different flavors. But, again, it's a day in the life of a regular human being that needed to go ahead and have his food.
Do you have a favorite item on this list, Pete?
Well, I really do. I like the FM radio reception. He wasn't getting good FM radio reception, and they wanted to go ahead and take care of it. So to me, that was really important, and where would he be without FM radio?
There you go. Where did you get the list?
Years ago, his valet had sold some items, and we were fortunate enough to go ahead and purchase them.
The valet you mentioned, this is his personal assistant, his former personal assistant, Fred Seaman?
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a backstory with Mr. Seaman, of course. He was convicted of stealing a lot of items from John Lennon and selling them and ultimately served 5 years of probation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they got some items back. Others he was certainly allowed to keep. I mean, this was, I guess, his property. The letter was to him, so... We did our diligence, and we went through the lawyers at the time, and everything was okay. So, but it's like I said, it's just a great piece of history to see, how somebody reacts on a day-to-day basis, and here it is.
Okay, Pete Siegel, co-founder of the website Gotta Have Rock and Roll, which has put up John Lennon's to-do list for auction. Pete, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Lennon's memo got us hunting for other to-do lists. We found this rather short to-do list from John F. Kennedy. He wrote it during a meeting with congressional leaders back in January 1961. On his personal agenda?
Possibly donate his Pontiac to charity and, oh yes, paint the cabinet room.
According to JFK's secretary, Evelyn Lincoln, who provided translations of his hard-to-read handwriting, the day the president walked into his office in the West Wing of the White House, it was decided the room should be repainted from a color known then as government green. Archivists at the JFK Presidential Library aren't exactly sure when the revamp happened, but by April of that year, the walls were white.
And finally, we add a bit of color to our list from The Man in Black.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Johnny Cash wrote this tongue-in-cheek to-do list that we first saw on the website Letters of Note. It reads, things to do today. 1. Not smoke.
2. Kiss June.
3. Not kiss anyone else.
4. Cough.
5. Pee.
6. Eat.
7. Not eat too much.
8. Worry.
9. Go see Mama.
10. Practice piano.
And lastly, not write notes.
Well, for our sake, we're glad he did, and glad you put us on your to-do list.
A burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. When hearts...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.